Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. The biggest wildfire in Kansas history, mostly contained, though crews are still watching as more gusty winds hit the region early this week. The Kansas Forest Service says crews are patrolling areas hit by the wildfire that has burned at least 620 square miles in Oklahoma and Kansas since last week. Officials say the fire in Comanche County is now out. A Missouri woman charged with stealing more than $300,000 from the engineering firm Black & Veatch is being investigated in connection with an even larger theft at a Kansas company. Patricia Webb also worked at Garmin, where the FBI has uncovered a theft of more than $1 million. No charges have yet been filed in the Garmin case. And a jury hearing testimony this week to decide if convicted killer Kyle Flack should get the death penalty. Mid-America Network News.
Organic gardening is no longer expensive gardening. Not when you get a buck off every bag of Vigoro organic garden soil, now just $3.88 at the Home Depot. Start your garden with a mixture of moisture-retaining soil and other natural ingredients that will feed plants for up to 3 months. The next wave of organic gardening is smarter than ever. Bring on spring with a buck off Vigoro organic garden soil, now just $3.88. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through April 6th, U.S. only.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Somewhat in knots over this trendy new hairstyle called a man bun. I mean, what's next? The he hive? Well, Motel 6 recently got a new updo of sorts, too, with renovations nationwide. And even with our fresh modern look, you'll still find rooms at the lowest price of any national chain. So you can save up enough money to get yourself a haircut. Or maybe a hat. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book direct at Motel6.com.
Volunteers in Wichita are putting the final touches on a World War II bomber known as Doc. The nonprofit group restoring the plane says the next step is for the Federal Aviation Administration to inspect the B-29. The group will need an airworthiness certificate before they can attempt a first flight. And the Kansas cold weather rule is set to end at the end of the month. That would be March 31st. That means Kansans who are behind on electric and natural gas utility bills will be subject to disconnection of service unless they contact their utility company to make payment arrangements. The cold weather rule, in effect from November through March 31st each year, provides protection to residential customers who cannot fully pay winter utility bills from companies under the Kansas Corporation Commission's jurisdiction. That protection ends on Thursday. Failure to make arrangements or failure to adhere to an already established payment plan could result in service disconnection. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a man has been injured in a fall while working at a roofing project at a prison in Lincoln. The Nebraska Correctional Services Department says the accident occurred around 9 a.m. yesterday at the Lincoln Correctional Center. A company spokesman says the man's injuries are considered non-life-threatening. Lancaster County authorities say two people were sighted after deputies caught them with a cooked goose, two more dead ones, and 42 goose eggs. Deputies found the two fishing Sunday at a lake near Hickman. The 40 eggs weren't cracked, and they were turned over to the Nebraska Game and Parks officials. The two were sighted on suspicion of possessing Canadian geese out of season. Federal officials are touting a new Nebraska Medicaid proposal as a way to boost the state economy while increasing access to mental health and substance abuse treatment services. Lawmakers are scheduled to debate it today. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Join the millions of people who have switched. The Sprint network is faster, more reliable, with better coverage than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you can save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. And don't miss another deal that's out of this world. Get two Samsung Galaxy S7 phones for the price of one. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, act now and you'll get to upgrade to the next Galaxy in 12 months. To make it easier, we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line. This special offer is available for a limited time only, so there's never been a better time to switch. Hurry, visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/GS7 to learn more.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on premium content. Subject to new port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires 24-month leases with new lines and one eligible upgrade. Service credit is monthly. Early termination of lease service terms apply. Galaxy Forever is after 12 lease payments and does not guarantee price or phone selection. $650 reward card after online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm. plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and talked about a program she and State Representative Sharon Swartz co-introduced, recognizing veterans.
So this bill is House Bill 2610, and it's naming four different areas in the highway system in Kansas after heroes that veterans who people in their local areas wanted to recognize. And one of those is Sergeant Laverne Tigmeyer from Hanover. So Representative Sharon Swartz and I asked to have the House bill amended in the Senate committee where we would add his name to a sign and the local people will raise funds to buy these signs. And this came from an idea from Laverne's classmates at his class reunion that they wanted to do something to honor him. And he was the first Washington County soldier to die in Vietnam, and that was November 6, 1969. And on the Face of the Wall website, there's a quote that I used in my testimony in the Senate, and it's a soldier who was there when this happened. And he said, "I remember Sergeant Tigmeyer as being one heck of a fine soldier. I was in the country a little over a month when he died. What is not mentioned is that a soldier in front of Sergeant Tigmeyer froze since it was single file on the steel beam. He tried crossing a board to help the soldier out, and the board broke. As far as I'm concerned, he died a hero." I think it's such an honor when people bring an idea to us like this that we can recognize a hero in our district like Sergeant Tigmeyer. And his friends came from his class to testify as well. But it's just such an honor that Sharon and I can do this for our soldiers at home and recognize. Now, we'll be having a sign unveiling and have an open house and work with the American Legion. So there's ideas in the future with this, too, and a ceremonial signing, too, of the bill.
State Senator Elaine Bowers, a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. The Frankfort community continues to battle water issues. Additional water main breaks have occurred. The events since last Thursday have prompted the city to advise citizens conserve water wherever possible and boil any water for consumption at least 60 seconds or use bottled water. It will be at least midweek before they can perform additional tests. Work is ongoing to resolve the issue. Frankfort schools were closed as a result on Monday. National Weather Service and the Marshall County Emergency Management Agency will host severe weather spotter training Wednesday evening, March 30th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Oquito City Hall. Weather spotters and anyone interested is welcome to attend. County Commissioner Charlie Loisau will deliver donations of barbed wire and 6-foot steel poles to Comanche and Barber counties for their fire relief fund. He'll deliver those Wednesday morning. Donations can be dropped off anytime before Wednesday morning at Orchelands in Marysville or at the Frankfort Co-op. June Saxton Foster, age 76, of Pawnee County, passed away. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City, interment Pawnee City Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for June Foster. Ruth Alice Kaufman, age 83, formerly of Home, Kansas, passed away March 19th. Graveside service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Home Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ruth Kaufman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak with veggies, baked potato roll, blushing pears, and a cookie. Tomorrow runs a casserole, a muffin, veggie mix, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
There are some tough choices in life, such as
Brussels sprouts or broccoli? Better Christmas present, socks or tie?
I guess,
deciding where to bank? Now that's easy. United Bank and Trust prides itself on its hometown customer service that is unmatched by any. And couple that with unbeatable products and cutting-edge free services, well, you have a bank that just can't be beat. All in all, it's a bank where you ask, they answer. You bank, they deliver. United Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an area of low pressure begins to exit out of the Rockies and work into the north-central portion of the plains by the day on Wednesday coming up, plus some increasing shower and storm chances over the next several days. Still very mild, though, over the next couple of days here, with those highs reaching the mid-60s by this afternoon and even some mid-70s for those high temperatures looking at the day on Wednesday. Behind the system, though, for your Thursday, turning cooler back to highs in the upper 50s and even some lower 50s Friday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies. Can't rule out a slight chance for some showers with highs in the mid-60s. Love our winds breezy from the south and southeast. Then for tonight, cloudy skies, slight chance for some showers and storms in the lower 50s. Do have a chance for scattered showers and storms into your Wednesday, mid-70s for highs. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late March, 61. The average low, 37. Sunset this evening at 7:44, sunrise in the morning at 7:10. Partly cloudy, 47 degrees. Radar indicating some shower activity in central, east central Nebraska. Winds are light, favoring the southeast, barometer 30 inches, relative humidity at 50%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 29th of March. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Making headlines 40 years ago in 1976, our nation celebrates its bicentennial. Jimmy Carter is elected president. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest wins the Academy Award for Best Picture. And Hill Home Furnishings opens in Beatrice, Nebraska. Now celebrating their big 40th anniversary sale. You can save big on these and other in-store specials, like an oak 57-inch desk for $775, a Lazy Boy Big Man's Recliner for $588, or a Boy Hill sofa for $699. Stop in to say happy anniversary to Jim Hill and his staff at Hill Home Furnishings on North 5th Street in Beatrice.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Vermont's Attorney General recently issued an enforcement memo on the state's GMO labeling law that takes effect 1st July. Vermont Attorney General William Sorrell said last week that while the law takes effect in July, all products must be properly labeled by January 1st of 2017. The enforcement delay grants products on store shelves in July a safe harbor in regards to their shelf life. In a statement, the Attorney General said unless there is evidence that a manufacturer distributed a mislabeled product after July the 1st of 2016, they will not bring any enforcement action or seek fines for those products. Now, any products distrusted before the law takes effect in July will not be pursued as a violation if the product remains on the store shelf past the start of 2017. But any labeled product distributed after July 1st would be subject to the fines. As the U.S. Senate continues its two-week Easter recess, the time and prospect of creating a national GMO labeling standard appears to be diminishing, making it more likely the Vermont law will take effect in July. A report by the United Nations Environment Program says almost half of the world's population will suffer severe water stress by 2030. A new report by the program finds that the global population rises, increased urbanization, climate change, and a shift in how food is consumed likely to increase future demands for water. Under current trends, demand for the water will exceed supply by 40% in 2030. That'll force governments to spend $200 billion a year on upstream water supply, and demand outstrips cheaper forms of supply. The report mentions that the agriculture sector accounts for 70% of all global freshwater withdrawal, and as the global population increases, the report says agriculture will exert growing pressure on water resources. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. The renewable fuel standard seems secure for now, in spite of attempts by some lawmakers in Congress to repeal the 2007 law. Top Senate Environment Democrat Barbara Boxer of California recently sided with RFS and corn ethanol backers against Public Works Committee Chair James Inhofe of Oklahoma. Boxer, who usually sides with environmentalists, also found herself against those in the environmental community who have taken aim at corn ethanol and other homegrown biofuels.
To those who claim that the RFS will raise gasoline and food prices, it's best to start with the facts. First, the EPA has shown that complying with the RFS does not increase gas prices. Second, the price of corn today is roughly the same as it was in 07 when the RFS was established.
Boxer says she will do everything in her power to keep the law on the books, but concedes the EPA has problems implementing the RFS, including missing volume-setting deadlines and possibly setting volumes too low. Taking a look at soil temperatures across the region this morning, still a very slow warm-up underway. The bulk of Nebraska running in the low 40s, temperatures running from 41 to 43 degrees. Except in the far northeastern quadrant of the state, where those temperatures running 35 to 39 degrees. Still a bit chilly in far northeastern in Nebraska. These are 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. The bulk of Kansas running 45, 46, and 47 degrees, except for the far northeastern and far eastern counties. Those counties are running at 42 and 43 degrees. And the panhandle of Oklahoma running at 47 and 48 degrees this morning as far as 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, soil temperatures, Mid-America Ag Network.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost to Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. Here is a headline we didn't need to see. Farm downturn could last until 2018. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
It has been quite the guessing game for producers trying to decide when to sell their crop from 2015. Every now and then we get a little bit of a blip like we did recently when the dollar went down and prices for corn and beans and wheat went up. Dale Durkholz of AgriVisor in Bloomington, Illinois, says there are other factors, perhaps more important factors, at work as we continue to wonder when the farm economy is going to snap out of it. One economist has predicted that the farm downturn could last until 2018. Let's hear from Dale about those factors impacting grain prices.
You know, I think there's another bigger issue going on. If you look back at some of the broad commodity indices, and then if you look at crude oil, there's really a good argument to be made right now that the lows we put in commodity indices, the lows we put in crude oil to back in January, probably are going to stand up as 3-year lows because we have a low every 3 years in that. So that really kind of paints a picture forward here that, you know, something probably is going to break to give us some higher prices along the way. The dollar is probably a part of that at this point, too, and especially with the Fed not going to move on interest rates right away. They also have to be kind of careful about how that fits the competitiveness of the dollar worldwide, because they really don't want the dollar to go up. They'd prefer the dollar to go down because that'll tend to spark inflation here in the U.S., and that's really what they're trying to get rolling.
As for what's ahead for the ag commodities, here's Dale's forecast.
And even if you look at some of the specific commodities that your listeners are interested in, corn and soybeans and wheat, you know, there's real arguments to be made there that we're passing some pretty crucial lows at this particular point in time. And so looking ahead the next few months, I think there's going to be some higher prices. And I think that 350 corn, 450 wheat, 850 bean base that we've had here over the last few months is probably going to hold up.
And Dale Durkholt says, as you're out there platting, you need to keep an eye on the markets and look for some of this activity.
Yeah, they really do. You have to keep on top of it, and you always have to be planning and looking ahead. But the one thing I've kind of counseled producers here all winter long is patience. Patience. Don't get too nervous. Don't get anxious. You could see these cyclic lows that were starting to set up and line up. And so it suggests we're going to have some better opportunities. We're not going back to $6, $7, $8 corn. Don't get me wrong. But I think we're going to see higher prices than what's prevailing now.
Oh, let's hope so. Dale Durkholz of AgriVisor.com in Bloomington, Illinois. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Lewenberger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewenberger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Why grow corn when sorghum is more adaptable with equal yield potential? In his hot, dry conditions, cattleman Tom May likes Alta Seeds forage sorghum.
We used to grow a lot of corn silage anymore. We've gone to more sorghum silage. This has been a very good alternative to corn. It takes a lot less water than corn, and our inputs are just a lot cheaper.
Alta Seeds, sorghum that goes beyond the yield. Call 877-806-7333 or visit altaseeds.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 47 degrees this morning. Highs middle 60s on tap for today. Chance for showers in the next day or two. Better chance on Wednesday, the way it looks. Activity showing up this morning on radar through central and east central Nebraska.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Marshall County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service have a severe weather spotter training meeting scheduled Wednesday, March 30th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Oquito City Hall. Weather spotters and anyone interested in the program are welcome. The weather spotter training will be held Wednesday, March 30th, 7 p.m. at the Oquito City Hall.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Wichita native, now a KU senior, Perry Ellis is one of the 10 Wooden Award finalists, joined by Oklahoma's Buddy Hield and Iowa State's George's Nyang on the list. Ellis just completed his KU career in the South Regional Final loss to Villanova. He played high school at Wichita Heights. All 10 members of the team have maintained at least a 2.0 grade point average, and they're making progress toward graduation. Two of the components of the award that were insisted upon by the late UCLA coach whose name is on the award. The Seattle Mariners rallied for a 6-4 win over Kansas City Royals split squad yesterday. Kansas City's Chris Medlin pitched 4 1-3 innings and allowed 2 earned runs and 8 hits. Alcides Escobar tripled and scored twice for the Royals. Both teams committed 2 errors that led to runs. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
The Kansas City Royals have released veteran pitchers Brian Duensing and Peter Moylan and infielder Clint Barmes from minor league contracts. The team announced the cuts yesterday. Edinson Volquez turned up the start for opening day, and a Kansas City Royals split squad beat the San Diego Padres 11-3 yesterday. The longest current winning streak in the NBA belongs to the Oklahoma City Thunder, which won its eighth in a row by routing Toronto 119-100 on the Raptors' home floor. The San Antonio Spurs had a 101-87 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. The Atlanta Hawks fought off a furious Chicago rally 102-100. Rodney Hood scored 30 points, and the Jazz turned Kobe Bryant's last visit to Utah into the worst loss of his career with a 123-75 victory. And the Dallas Mavericks hauled a three-game skid by beating Denver 97-88. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The aforementioned Brian Duensing among three pitchers released from their minor league contracts by the Kansas City Royals on Monday. Duensing, age 33, could be re-signed and then assigned to AAA Omaha, assuming he would take the assignment. He lives in Omaha. Duensing had a terrific camp, posting a 2.61 ERA in 10 appearances. He may attract interest from other teams looking for a veteran lefty in the bullpen.